Good morning, Nick.
You occasionally bring to this segment the results of some class action lawsuits, settlements.
Yeah.
FTC settlements.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple here to talk about.
Well, I like it because I like when I can tell people they have money coming back to
them. Yeah, exactly.
So there's two, and they're big names. This week, $20 million settlement on each one of these,
okay. Plus
some fringe benefits here. So the first one is T-Mobile.
Mm.
A lot of people have T-Mobile, and it turns out that they've settled for $20 million refunding to people because there were some unwanted third-party charges on their bills. You know how I talk about
this,
check your bill, right?
Always
got to
check your bill.
So there were some unwanted third-party charges. So they're going to refund 617,000 people, about $32 a piece.
Okay.
And that means $20 million. That's a little news. Here's a lot of news. $90 million is being held by the Federal Trade Commission, I'm paraphrasing here, but so that they can manage the refunds for people who have not yet filed.
Oh, okay.
So you're not out of this. If you haven't filed, you can go to ftc.gov/refunds
mm-hmm.
or call 844-746-4695 and ask them if you might be eligible for a refund.
Right.
That's a lot of money at stake.
It is.
Second one, kind of a surprise to people, I think, Uber.
The ride service.
Uber, yeah. Another $20 million. Hasn't been signed off by a judge yet, but it looks like it's going to happen. The articles actually say things like Uber took people for a ride.
Very funny.
But what happened is apparently is that they misled prospective drivers about median income in certain cities. For instance, in New York, they said that the median income for an Uber driver would be about $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out to be $61,000. San Francisco, 74,000, turns out to be 53. In
mm-hmm.
fact, actually less than 10% of the people earned the income they were saying. So they advertised on Craigslist about hourly rates. It might have been higher. And, you know, all of this is yet to be settled.
But this is one that involves the drivers, basically the employees of Uber, not the people who use the service.
So one of the big things was that they said you'd get better car financing options than would be available anywhere else, regardless of your credit. And it turned out not to be the case. They were touting that you could buy a car for as little as $140 a week or lease it for $119 a week. And those figures turned out to be $160 or upwards, actually, of $160 and $200 respectively.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly they just failed to monitor the financing end of this.
Yeah.
And they've agreed to a $20 million settlement at this point. So if you know somebody who's an Uber driver,
you might
want to be their friend and tell them they can maybe get some money back.
All right.
So there may be more coming about both of these, but for right now, you know, that's a total of $100 million going back to people.
All right.
No, it's more than that. 130.
Yeah.
130 in the
130,
total.
130,
yep.
Dr. Frances Rahm is the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. She joins us every week. If people have questions, want to learn more about what we've talked about today or any of your other segments, they can always reach out to you.
Of course. They can reach us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.